you just give the Lord thanks tonight for His love? Lord, thank you for coming to where we are. We thank you, O Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Because of our God's greatness, His holiness, and His worthiness, we humans are unworthy and unable to ascend on our own into His salvation and His presence. Throughout Scripture, sensible and sensitive men and women voiced this concern of our unworthiness and His greatness. As the ark came back into Israel from the Philistine capture, the men of Beth-Shemesh said, "Who is able to stand before this holy Lord God?" The Israelites trembled before and because of the presence of the Lord. And they said, "Behold, we die. We perish, we all perish. Whoever comes anything near unto the tabernacle of the Lord shall die." The prophet Malachi wrote, "But who may abide the day of his coming? And who shall stand when he appeareth?" And Simon Peter, recognizing his own flesh tendencies and the Lord's pure life, one day on the Sea of Galilee, he fell down at the Lord's feet. And he said, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." David was fearful to take the ark into his home. And he said, "How shall I bring the ark of God home to me?" Thank God for a healthy reverence, fear, and respect of God. But there had to be a way for us to be brought close to Him in relationship. We could not always live at a distance and find salvation and find an eternity with Him. So the same way Simon, the men of Beth-Shemesh and Malachi and David, since their distance from God, and at the same time since the need to be close to God, I believe that you and I sense that same distance and that same need. So there had to be and there has to be a way for us to be reconciled and to come in close relationship with Him. Before we were saved, and even since we have been saved, there have been times that we could not physically or spiritually come to where He was. And it has been and still is today, and tonight is one of those times, that during those kind of times, the Lord has come to us. Though we never are worthy to go to Him, He made it possible when He came to us. When we were lost and without salvation. I want to pause long enough to say, I know that for several of us in here, that has been literally many years ago, the last time that sin totally controlled our life. But I would like for those of you, and I join you because of the blessing of the Lord, that it's been several years and quite some time. When the Lord first touched us and blessed us and forgave us of our sin, would you walk back down that road with me tonight and try to get as close as you can in your thankfulness to where you once were, but now the Lord has brought us such a mighty long way. We tend to forget sometimes, but I say tonight, APC, we are not going to forget what the Lord has done for us in salvation and how He came to us. When we were lost without salvation and relationship with Him, He came to us. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. He has come to where we are. Jesus painted and portrayed the beautiful picture in the lost sheep parable. The sheep leaves the fold. The sheep gets lost. But just because you left does not mean He won't come and get you. Just because somebody leaves the fold That does not disqualify them. But the Lord will come to where you are or where they are. That is a powerful message tonight. Because God does not wash his hands of us when we walk away from his fold. When we leave him, he will come to get us. And the Lord has come to get all of us here tonight. So the shepherd leaves the fold. He leaves the 99 safe sheep, the 99 saved sheep. He leaves the safety and the safe ones, and he comes to the lost one. Think about it for just a few moments. It doesn't say how far that distance was from the fold to the mountainside. But if it was a mountainside, there was some danger that was there. But the shepherd left his own safety and left his own security in the fold. And he puts himself in jeopardy on that steep mountain side. He leaves the saved ones, those who are already saved and safe. And he comes to the lost one and the endangered one on the mountain side. When we were lost, and again, walk back down that road with me for just a few moments to the best of your ability. When we were lost and could not have found our way to salvation, let alone to heaven or eternity, he left heaven and came to earth where we were. He came to wrap himself in flesh and blood so that he could give that flesh and blood for our sins. When we take this bread tonight, it is only a symbol, but it symbolizes something so powerful and so beautiful, his broken body. And the juice, that's all that it is as far as what stands in the cup tonight. But it is far more than that in Jesus' symbolism of what he has done for us. It will stand for the blood that was shed, the blood that he took into himself, the flesh that he wrapped himself in, so that he was made like us, one writer said, so that we could become like him. He came to where we were. Time after time, the scripture paints the picture of that great gulf, and yet the Lord going over that gulf and bridging that gulf so that he could come to where we were. David was saying, I can't fathom why he would come to me when he said, what is man? There needs to be a heart cry from some dyed-in-the-wool apostolic. Maybe from the heart of an elder or a seasoned and experienced Holy Ghost-filled child of God, no matter what age that you are. Maybe there just needs to come the humbling, penitent cry tonight that says, what am I that you are mindful of me? And what am I that you would visit me? Because really there is and was that great gulf. But thank God he came to us. He loved us when we were unlovable. For when we were yet without strength in due time, he died for the ungodly. He loved us while we were yet sinners. He commended his love toward us, that while we were yet sinners, he died for us. He didn't say, you become good and you start looking my way and then I will give that blood for you. But before you and I ever had a chance to say one time, I love you, Jesus, he loved us. Before we had an opportunity to prove in any way, this is what I'll do for you, God. This is what I'll do for your kingdom. And the Lord receives and blesses all of that and is blessed by that. And he wants it. But we didn't have a chance to do that. That wasn't what he based his love. That wasn't why he let his body be broken. That wasn't why he poured out his blood for us. we were still sinners while we were yet sinners. And when I read verses like we have just read, I want to get on the ground and get as low as I can to that carpet and say, oh God, I am not worthy, but thank you for coming to my unworthiness. Undeserving, yes, but God loves the unworthy and the undeserving. He came to us when we were unworthy. That same chapter of Romans says, for scarcely will you find anybody to die for a righteous man. And yet peradventure for a good man, some would even dare to die. You might find individuals that would do that for people who are good and people who are righteous. But Paul just writes the true story. He wasn't trying to denigrate us or degrade us. He was writing it as it really was. We are all only sinners, saved by the grace of God. You were a sinner. I was a sinner. The cleanest person here, the most pure person here, the most mistake-free person here, once was lost. We were sinners, but because he came to us when we were unworthy, no longer are we sinners, but we are sinners saved by the grace and the power of God. And I will add to that, mightily transformed. If you knew the story of people in this room, and maybe it's your own testimony of where you were or where you might be today, I'm going to tell you, if some of our stories would have been able to play out, you would look at that and you would say, oh, how far away I would be from the Lord God and his presence. But it's not that way tonight, because he came to where you were. He paid a price that we couldn't pay. We weren't worth the price, really. But the scripture says it was the grace of the Lord Jesus, that though he was rich, yet for our sakes he became poor. You, through his poverty, are going to be made rich. He came to our level, if you please, when it came to shedding his love and his grace for us. I just say to you tonight, you and I didn't get here on our own. You and I did not get here on our own. I'm not so much wanting the volume response, but the heart response. The heart-focused response. It started with him, his love and his mercy. Then God used others. And then maybe life circumstances. Here's how we got here. It started with him. But I would just add on to that. He came to you through a mama's prayer. It would be so, and maybe in heaven we'll find it all out. What it is and what it was after God loved us that helped to trigger us and move us onto this pathway of salvation to ultimately make it to heaven. Was it a mother's prayer who prayed when you and I didn't know that they were praying? Was it a simple worded and phrased prayer of a father, a daddy, who maybe he had the best of prayer languages, but maybe he did not. But out of the sincerity of his heart, he was sensitive to the love of God. And God was saying, I want to come to where they are. I believe there is somebody here right now that you are here tonight. And it's on the basis of a mother's prayer that has prayed for you. There are people that are here that are saved. And there are people that are here that want to be saved and want to come back into his fold. He came to you through a mother or a father's prayer. I hope it's just a little wish or a request. But I hope that heaven reveals some of that to us, where we can see this was the hand of God. Here's the way that God did it. When it doesn't feel like your prayer is doing very much, I appeal to every mom and dad tonight. Pray on for that in intercession. Because that's the way that God is choosing. And there are many of us here tonight that are living testimonials of parents and grandparents and perhaps other family members who prayed for us. For some of us, he came to us through a prayer meeting. People that were praying for the lost. They thought they just came into a prayer meeting, prayed for the lost, and left again to come back the next week. But heaven was going to reveal it is far different than that. Because this God is so anxious to get to us and to love us. He said, I'm going to ride on the wings of a prayer meeting. He can ride on the wings of a conference. He can ride on the wings of a church service like this one or a camp meeting. He does and he can. But he can also ride on the prayers of a prayer meeting. And that's why he was able to come to us. He rode and he came to us, some of us, because of the concern of someone in an altar service. Brother Nathan, I don't think I will ever get tired of you telling, and you didn't go into all the detail today, telling about that January night. And there are times when you tell that your voice breaks because your heart and your spirit is broken, because you realize that you could not get to where he was. But because of the concern of many, there were many others. But Brother Nathan often tells about someone coming to him. I believe it was Brother O'Bannon who walked down the aisle and spoke to him and invited him to an altar. Your altar invitation may be the way that God comes to somebody. Thank God he comes. Sister Ruth Chambers used to sing the song, Tell It Over Again. Tell it over again. Tell it over again. Tell it over again what the Lord has done for us. And then what he's done for us is the testimony of his grace and his mercy. Sometimes the Lord comes to us through unseeming and unusual circumstances. Here's what I wrote in my notes for tonight. Thank you, Lord, for allowing my mom to be adopted by parents. Sometimes that term adoption can seem to be just a bit negative, but not when it's put in the hands of God. No. Thank you for letting my mom be adopted by parents who were not in fullness of truth. But they were God-fearing. And then, Lord, you set it up that their residence would be in a location that would eventually be right across the street from an apostolic camp meeting, where she would go over and her friend would guard and watch the door in case her parents would see her. They knew she was in the service, but they really probably didn't want her to be a part and really attach herself to apostolic truth. But that friend by the name of Margie McFarlane, Gwen then watched and she guarded while her friend from high school knelt at an altar, repented of her sins, prayed through to the baptism of the Holy Ghost. It may seem like unusual, unseeming circumstances, but that's the way the Lord comes to us. And I know there are many here that have similar things. It may be adoption. It may be some other unseeming, unusual circumstance. But the Lord comes to us riding on the wings of these things that seem what we might call unusual or unseeming. All I point out is that's how much he loves us. That's how much he cares for us. I feel the spirit of humility here tonight. I don't think there would be anybody that would say, I feel like I deserve to be here, Lord. Now, I'm not about groveling. I believe we ought to thank God for what he's done for us, who we are. But also, on the other hand, we must remember who he is and where we were. Pride will get us into great trouble if we feel like we deserve those favors and those blessings of God. He feels like he wants to give them to us. We must not feel like we are deserving of any of those, but we can feel like we are very thankful for what the Lord has done. Where would I be? I want to pose that question. I'm not going to ask you to pose it out loud or speak it out loud, but I would want you to speak it in your own spirit and in your own heart. Where would I be? What would I be doing? What would be the condition of my own life and others that are very close to me? We did not get here on our own. Sister Elizabeth cannot be here tonight, but I thought today, I did not bring it out here, but I will never forget receiving a letter from her saying, can I come back to God? Can I come to your church and come to God? And I'm not recalling all of the instances and circumstances that set that situation in motion. Mariah, come here just a moment, if you would. Thomas, Lorenzo, Brad, these and others are because God rode the winds and the wings of conviction to a precious lady, to a sensitive lady that wanted to get to where God was. Or maybe she understood enough to feel like, I can't get to where God is. I'm going to get as close as I can, but I believe God will span the distance that I can't travel and that I can't make. He's come to us, folks. He's coming to somebody tonight. Why don't you just lift your hands and be thankful to the Lord for his blessing and his mercy to you? Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, we are very thankful, oh God. We are very thankful for what you have given to us and what you have done for us. Hallelujah. Thank you all. Brother Fred, I've still got your notes back there. And if I'm recalling, it was the contact of a friend from up in Milwaukee, right? Praise God. That said, why don't you, directed him toward God and toward this apostolic truth. And I don't know how much, Brother Fred, you were thinking about coming to God. But as precious as you are now, as precious as you are now, I can't help but believe. I know there was tenderness in your heart. It may not have been thoughts directly of God. But God rode the wings of a friend who said to Fred, who was living in desperation, in so much desperation, he would go to pick out the weapon and try to pick out the weapon with which he would take his very own life. But God said, Fred Bradley, with everything that's going on in your life and all of the desperation, and all of the separation, I'm coming to where you are. I'm coming through the postal system this time. I'm coming in the writing of a letter, but really it started before the friend wrote the letter. because he was praying for this man like you are praying for somebody. And that same anointing that was on that letter that came to Fred Bradley is going to be on the note or the email or the phone call that you make to somebody that you are feeling burdened for. Oh God, grip us with a burden for the lost. He came to where we are. People in this congregation have often related the testimonies and the stories of their lives. And it's amazing what the Lord has done and where the Lord has brought them to and taken them from. You know, I don't know what the average years of apostolic experience would be in this room tonight, but it would probably rise up there to a good number of years on average that we have served the Lord. I believe he deserves some deep, heartfelt thanksgiving for our salvation. I want to take a time out right now. Just forget about who's around you and forget about how many times you may have said what you're about to say again to the Lord. But would you lift your hearts and lift your hands, but certainly lift your heart. Would you do everything you can to pour out a thanksgiving to the Lord for what he has done and where you have brought us from? We thank you right now, oh Lord. We want to thank you for your grace and for your mercy. And for your love, oh Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for it, Jesus. Thank you for it, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Brother Luke, it was the Huffman family in Maine and others, but mainly, that God rode the love of that family and came to where you were. You know, it doesn't matter if you have been brought up in church or not. I think all of us that have been ought to give a double thanksgiving to the Lord. There's going to be a whole lot of stuff to answer for some of us that have grown up in church, and it's a great blessing. I'm not decrying it, but I'm going to tell you, unto whom much is given, much is going to be required. But I want to tag onto that, you don't have to have that kind of a background or environment. If you have the Savior and you have him who wants to come to where you are, we might have gotten saved because of the influence of godly parents. But if you didn't have that, that will not disqualify you. Brother and Sister Wright have both told me about their life previous. And then the wonderful, merciful grace of God touching their life. I'm going to tell you, all of us have a testimony that would be worth being broken by tonight. Worth being there. I'm wondering if there's just somebody that just wants to stand right where you are. And that standing represents more than a physical stature right now. But you just want to stand up and make a voice and take a stand that says, I am thankful you came to where I was, Lord. I'm thankful that you always come. You still come. You still come. Yes, that's right. God sees it and he hears it right now. Hallelujah. I'm going to ask for others not to look on right now, but just stand right now. If it's your feeling, if it's your desire, if to thank the Lord and be thankful to him, Lord, I want to thank you. 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 Go ahead. Take your freedom to thank the Lord right now. Take your freedom to thank the Lord right now. That's right. That's right. Nobody can tell it like you can tell it. Nobody can cry it like you can cry it. Nobody can express it like you can express it. Thank you, Lord, for what you have done. Thank you, Lord, for all that you have given. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. High praise to you. High praise to you, Lord. High praise to you. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. 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 I am in what you would call a fast pursuit of your soul. I was in pursuit this morning through the move of my presence in this place, but also in other places where you were. It is no accident that my voice speaks now, because it is another step, another running step in my pursuit to come to you, and not only to find you and track you down, but when I find you, I am going to wrap my arms around you, not to capture you for punishment, but to capture you in my love, and to give you the security and the confidence that you have needed. I love you, and I am in a fast pursuit to overtake you. And if you will stop now and you will allow my spirit, I will cleanse you and I will change you, because I love you, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's right. Receive it right now. Receive the voice of the Lord. We receive it, God. We receive it, God. We receive it, God. Yes, 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 yes. Would you just bow your head with us just a moment? You sense it. We're in the holy, hallowed presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you want to come to this altar, that would be fine. Or if you just want to kneel right where you are. But I will be so bold as to say, there should not be an unbowed head or an unbowed knee unless you are physically not able. As we go to prayer right now, because of the grace and the goodness of the Lord, would you go before him right now, because you are thankful? You can come to an altar.